I had recorded your mom like yelling at me. I missed that part. One of the things I found so hard about doing this interview is because like there was a lot of stuff that I wanted to say to your mom, but as the interviewer, we were told to just shut up, not say anything. All
right. Is that just for a project? Like they're doing a video? Or?
Yeah. So this is for a project called You Now and Them. It's an oral history project done in collaboration with the Princeton Public Library and I think the Historical Society of Princeton, and they're collecting oral histories from parents, teachers, and now the first alumna for both You Now's 50th anniversary coming up and research, archival material, and that kind of stuff. So, this is Daniel Suo for the You Now and Then project on August 7th, 2019. I am Daniel Suo, and I am the interviewer.
This is Allison Cho, and I am the interviewee.
So, Allison, we just had a chance to talk to your mom for a little bit. Could you introduce yourself?
I'm Allison. I recently just graduated high school. I'm from Princeton, and I've lived here all my life.
When were you at UNOW?
When I was 2 to 5 years old. I don't know if they wanted the year.
So this would be around 2003?
Yeah, 2003 to 2006.
This might be a little bit hard, but do you have any early memories of you now? Anything that sticks out?
I remember, I guess, like, a little bit of, like, different times when I was playing with different people. I remember I had this bowl, like, they had this kitchenette set, and me and my friends all had these bowls, like, they were our favorite, and we each had our color, so mine was a green plastic bowl, and then, like, my two best friends had their color bowls, like, blue and red, I think, and we would always play house. Uh-huh. And with these bowls, and I remember, like, if we would go over to the kitchen and then they weren't there, like, we just wouldn't play. Uh-huh. So we would have these, like, plastic bowls to play with.
Would anyone get upset if they weren't there?
I mean, we would get upset, but I don't know. I think other people would just take it, like, they didn't have, like, it wasn't their thing, you know, uh-huh. to have different colors. But then for us, like, we just couldn't do it if we didn't have the bowl.
Do you remember how old you were when this was, or which class you were in?
I think I was C class or D class.
Okay, so for the listeners, this would be somewhere between ages 3 and 5.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of your teachers?
I remember Susan.
Susan Bertrand?
Yeah, I think we called them by their first names. Uh-huh. Yeah, when we were there. Yeah, I remember her.
So this would have been D class, your final year at
yeah.
UNOW?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're seeing a trend. A lot of memories coming from D class.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about the old building?
They have a new building?
Yes, there is a new building. It is right across the street.
Oh, is it the modern?
Yes.
The new looking?
Let me rephrase. Do you remember anything about the building?
Yeah, I remember that it was, like, directly connected to the other university preschool. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, a lot of times we'd, like, hold on to the fence. Because we'd, like, be looking at the other place, and then they would, like, come, and that's how we communicate. And I remember there was, like, this big, giant fence in front of the building, like, to get in and out, like, obviously so the kids couldn't get in and out. And
right.
then, at least it looked really giant to me when I was that young. And then, in terms of the actual building, I remember, like, the bottom, like, D class, they had, like, this carpet, like, stair area, uh-huh. and where we'd show this giraffe video, and that was like my favorite time. I think my mom came in once and listened to everyone's heartbeat. I remember that, because then I got to listen because I was her daughter.
For the listeners, mom says she doesn't remember.
Pretty sure you can. And then, so they had that carpet, like, audio area, and that's where you would gather, because it steps. And I'm pretty sure it's, like, underground, so when we go outside, we go up the stairs to outside. But that's what I remember.
I'm not supposed to ask leading questions, but your mom did bring up a very dramatic event to do with your neighbor's dog.
Oh, I remember that.
Could you tell us a little bit about... So for the listener, if you haven't heard mom's interview, the family was babysitting, or dog-sitting for the neighbor's dog, went to go see the July 4th fireworks, mm-hmm. or the commencement fireworks at the university right across the street, and lost the dog. All of you now was informed, and you now, as a community, was helping. We've got mom's perspective. You can check out that tape. Now we're getting an on-the-ground perspective.
I remember, I was really young, so I didn't really understand what was happening, but I do remember it was nap time, and then they woke me up, and they were like, oh, like, you need to come over here for a second. So I got up from nap time, and I went to the phone, and it was my mom. And she was like, oh, we found Jenna, like, it's okay, like, we found her. And then I remember telling my teachers, like, we found her, and then I was like, ah! So I remember, like, getting up from nap time to get that call. And then everyone around me, like, all the teachers, like, everyone, like, Susan was, like, really, really happy, because they knew that we were stressed out about it. So it was great, yeah.
Do you remember any time before you guys found the dog, you know, the teachers, the other students?
I don't remember anything with the students because I also think they didn't really understand what was going on.
Sure.
But I do remember the teachers, like, the first day when I came back, or, like, the first day after it happened, when I went to UNOW, they're kind of like, oh, like, we heard what happened, we're really sorry. And I'm pretty sure some of them, like, even tried to help, like, look around, like, the university because it was so close. But mm-hmm. they were really nice, and they like, were like, oh, it's okay. And I didn't really, again, I, like, did not really have a conception of what was happening, so I was just like, oh, okay. But it was nice that they were there.
So your mom also mentioned that you had two friends that you kept in close touch with over the years. Could you maybe tell me a little bit about your relationship when you guys were at UNOW?
Yeah, so they were my two friends that I had the plastic bowls with.
Oh, okay.
So they, can I say their names?
Sure. Maybe first name. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, so their names were Anna and Darcy, and they had been with me since I was 3, so I think that was, like, the very beginning A class, mm-hmm. Or B class. And then, we, like, did everything together. So we were, like, we would play house, or we'd go on the swings, and we'd always do everything, and then we actually ended up going to kindergarten through 8th grade together.
Wow, and this was, I believe, at Princeton Charter School?
Yeah. Okay. So we had been together for, like, so much of our lives, and then in kindergarten through, like, 3rd grade, we were still, like, best friends. We still did, like, everything together. And then in 3rd grade, we became, like, 2 separate classes, and we got separated, so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And later on, you went to the Lawrenceville School, and they continued on to Princeton High School.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that one of them is coming to Princeton.
Yeah, one of them is going to Princeton, so it's kind of a full circle. So I met up with her at the Princeton preview, and then we haven't really seen each other these, like, 4 years of high school, so it was really good to see her. And she really hasn't changed much. We used to, like, collect bugs together and things, and she's still really into that, so that's good, yeah.
And your mom also mentioned you bumped into someone else from B class at the...
He was... we weren't, like, super good friends, but, like...
Sure.
We distinctly remember.
So it sounds like throughout the years, the UNOW community has stayed somewhat tight for you.
It's funny because like there are still people from the UNL community that I remember, and sometimes I'll see them, or I'll even see their parents, and I'll like immediately recognize them, and sometimes I'm not really sure if I should say hi or not, but like sometimes they even say things like, "Oh, you like didn't you go to UNL?" I was like, "Yeah." Like I had a couple of really good friends who didn't go to charter with me in kindergarten and went to like Riverside or Community Park. And even now, like, I still kind of remember them, and like, it's funny because I see them now being friends with some of my really good friends from charter because they most of them went to Princeton High School. And so sometimes if I'll see them and be like, "Oh, we went to UNL together," and they're like, "Yeah." And so it's funny because like just all over Princeton, sometimes I'll like see those people. And even like I remember when I was like in third grade or second grade, I remember my mom like still telling me UNL news. Like one of my classmates who I was pretty close with, he like moved to Boston. I remember hearing about that. So it's just like all these like little different things, tidbits.
So, you remember your teacher, Susan. Can you tell me a little bit about her? What are some things she did with you guys that stood out?
Yeah, so she was the, like, I think leader of D class, I think at the time. I think after I left, I remember hearing that she became the principal.
Yes,
Is that
she's
true?
the director.
Yeah, so, but when I was there, I'm pretty sure she was the leader of D class. I just remember her being really nice. I remember we always had our cleanup time song that we would do after playtime, and we'd always, like, clean up, clean up, and we'd always do that. And so she was always leading that, and I remember she was a very smiley person. But I can't really remember many activities
Sure.
happening to it.
That's totally fair. I mean, UNL is coming up on its 50th year anniversary, if I'm not mistaken. So it's a lot of history with the town. Are there any other things you'd like to share about your time
It is really hard to remember.
Sure. I'm sure we'll struggle with other alumni interviews in the same way.
I don't know. I guess I don't have any specific memories, but like looking back, I am kind of shocked about how much I remember almost, especially not maybe necessarily what I did, but how many of like my classmates or like I can remember a lot of faces. I just don't remember the names. Like I remember I had this C class teacher. She was really, really nice. She had glasses, but like I remember all these like different faces, and I kind of remember like
Sure.
how they were. And obviously, I remember a lot of my classmates and even their names. So I'm kind of surprised about that. And I just remember like, I mean, obviously you're only five, but
One
it
last, yeah.
being like a really good time.
That's good. Well, thank you for your time. This is the end of the interview.
Okay.